think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Live from the Great American Southwest in the rural desert outside of Phoenix, Arizona, it's December 18th, and you're listening to the Common Sense Show. Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and we're joined by our news director, Miss Annie DeRiso. Annie, how are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing great, Dave. And why don't you have warm weather in Phoenix? I'm freezing.
I should mention that, I've been here in this great city for going on 27 years, and this is the longest cold stretch I can remember. I don't think it got out of the 50s today. I know to you who are listening in places like Buffalo, New York, I know we don't have your sympathy. But it was even warmer in Denver, where my sister lives, than it is here in Phoenix. And Annie, yeah, you're right. You kind of picked the wrong time to come vacation.
Yes, I did. But babies take precedence, so here I am.
Well, I'm sure you're enjoying watching another week in the life of your little grandchild, and I hope you're enjoying all that entails. Annie, when are you going back home to Tennessee?
I go back this Wednesday, and I've been out of the loop of all the news and everything that's going on. My brain has finally relaxed from all of that. I know I've missed a lot, but for 2 weeks, I could do without a lot.
Well, you know, Annie, I agree with you. My brain needs time off because I don't think I've been angry for this long of a stretch as I am now with the passage of Senate Bill 1867, which effectively eviscerates the American Constitution. It took a long time for the globalists to take down our Constitution, but they have finally done it. And I know, Annie, when we had talked earlier in the week, and I told you that it had passed and was simply awaiting Obama's signature, which has since happened, we were in stunned disbelief about what had transpired. All of us are at risk. And I've been writing on this. And I've got an article that's up on Freedom's Phoenix right now, freedomsphoenix.com, in which I detail some of the essential points of what lies ahead for us, and I think it's really quite clear. Anyway, I suppose we could get into this right now, and then we'll finish this on the other side, but I think there's no question, Annie, you would agree that we clearly have slipped into a fascist tyranny with the passage of this Senate Bill 1867 and the signature on it from Barack Obama, which it'll take effect as law in 2012. And this law, new law, I should say, violates posse comitatus, which allows the military to operate as a police force on our streets. Now, the reason that we placed posse comitatus in the law in 1878 is because of the abuses of the Northern Army that acted as not just an occupying army, but a local police force in the South. They were ripe with corruption. I mean, they were much like the Federales south of the border. They abused people. They murdered people. And now it seems like we have forgotten the lessons of history, and we have now placed another prohibition on posse comitatus. And, Annie, that's not the worst part of this bill, as you know. Annie, we've talked about this for a long time. The last 3 weeks, we've mentioned it every week on this show. Which part of this bill, or should say law now, concerns you the most? I'm going to let you think on that over the break. Yeah, Annie, we'll let you think on that over the break. We're going into break right now. We come out, we're going to talk about the more troublesome parts, and I'll tell you about a development that just confirms the FEMA camps are now activated. Stay tuned, everybody. More on the other side.
Can't say you couldn't see, yeah, yeah, but you were under my wheels, honey. Why don't you let me be?
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Power to the people! Power!
Well, unfortunately, through the passage of Senate Bill 1867, power to the people has been removed and totally vacated and moved to the purview of the president, in which he now has the ability to kidnap Americans off the street based on his order, using the military to do so. He can extradite them to foreign CIA prisons for indefinite detention, torture. He can even execute Americans, as he's done in two different instances already, without a trial. So we are at risk, and we're going to detail in the next few minutes how much at risk we are. But, Annie, of all the things we've talked about with 1867, I had asked you about the NDAA going into the break. What part of this bill troubles you the most?
Well, outside of the fact that we can be picked up, thrown into a FEMA camp, and not even get our one proverbial phone call to a family member, they tell us that we should store food, we should prepare for emergencies, and then they want to know how much we have, what, so they can come get it? I mean, and then they tell us that we're a hoarder, which equates us with a terrorist. If we have the food they told us to save, to keep for emergencies, I mean, none of it makes any sense. Their right hand doesn't know what the left is doing, so everything's just being thrown to the ceiling to see where it sticks.
I agree. The bill declares...
And then I hear something else. I haven't looked into it yet, but there's another push coming up tomorrow for our Internet freedom. that the internet will never be the same. I don't know what that's about. But that also concerns me because there goes our communication with other people who are in the same spot we're in and who are fighting to help us stay out of a bigger spot. I don't know. What do you think, Dave?
I couldn't agree with you more. I got a couple of comments on what you said there, Annie. First of all, the bill, now law, the NDAA, declares any American who has over 7 days of food stored in their home to be a domestic terrorist. So you're spot on that point. As far as the other comments you made, I just think it's part and parcel of the government or the people who hijacked our government are declaring abject war on the American people. With the first, you mentioned the SOPA bill. This is what you're referring to for they're disguising it as preventing online privacy, but that's not what this bill is about. It's about taking away free speech. It's about eliminating all dissent. And, of course, if we coalesce as dissenters, we'll disappear into a deep, dark CIA prison somewhere. But, Annie, you're right. You're absolutely right about the SOPA bill. And the first thing that the military does when it attacks a foreign country is to take out its communications. And this is what we're seeing on the part of the government. This is a military-style takeover of the American people with all the intended violence and abuse and evisceration of the Constitution. There is no Constitution in this country any longer. Let's make no mistake about it. When you can hijack people and you can throw them into a deep, dark hole, you have no Constitution, no due process, no Fourth Amendment, that's been gone since 9/11, no First Amendment. You know, the Second Amendment's going to be relegated to be, well, let's put it this way, they will come after our guns. Make no mistake about it. When they start the Third World War and they institute complete martial law here in this country, they will come after your guns. All you have to do is study any 10th grade world history book, and this is the unmistakable pattern. Unquestionably, Americans who dare to speak out against the emerging military dictatorship within our country will soon be taking up a new residence either at a CIA prison overseas, Gitmo, or your neighborhood FEMA camp. And through the NDAA, Annie, Congress, complete with their 9% public approval rating, has declared war upon us. Let's make no mistake about it. I found it interesting, too, Annie. Did you know that Barbara Boxer, as liberal as she is, tried to introduce an amendment to really exempt American citizens from all this, and the amendment was rejected. Why is it? Aren't people like Boxer screaming at the top of their lungs about this? It's 1935, Annie, and you and I are de facto Eastern European Jews who've been targeted for extinction. We have a bullseye on our back.
I couldn't agree with you more. So what is this about? What is this about 14 states putting together their own militia?
Yeah, I've heard that 14 states are putting together their own militia in response to Barack Obama and Congress's overreach with regard to suspending the Constitution, which is what the NDAA does. I think it's a fool's errand. I think it's a nice gesture. I'm glad they're doing it. But, Annie, if the feds want you and I off the street, you and I will be off the street unless we can fight them off. You know, and I go back to what Solzhenitsyn said when he was in the Soviet gulag near the Arctic Circle. He said, we all terribly lamented because we didn't stand up to the secret police when they came to get us. Well, I got news for everybody. If they come to get me, I'm not getting on the bus. I'm not going peacefully. They're going to have to carry me out in the box. I am not going to submit this kind of tyranny. And I would hope that America will stand up to this. Annie, it's interesting. We had talked about this earlier in the week. I had an eventful day in a couple of my classrooms on Friday after the passage of this horrendous constitutional destroying bill, where I had two students come into my class. One's about 18, the other I estimate's in her early 20s. And they said, do you know what they just passed? And I asked them to explain it to me. I knew darn good and well, but I wanted to hear their take. Other people overheard, and this is about 5 minutes before our class was scheduled to start. And then they asked these students, what are you talking about? And I said, go ahead and tell them. there were some people in there that had very mixed reactions, and I kind of look at this as a barometer like the American people. There were some people who sat there in stunned disbelief. Their eyes got as big as half dollars. Half of them were drooling down their chins, not understanding or hearing or believing what they were being told. There were some that got visibly upset and angry, and there were some that were in absolute opposition and denial. And this one young lady said, well, why would I make this up? This is in Congress. You can look it up. And despite the fact it's verifiable, there were still people who wanted to say, oh, no, the government would never do this to us. Well, they just did it. And they looked at me for guidance, and I said, I didn't bring the topic up. Are you asking me for my opinion? And they said, yes. And I said, yeah, it passed. And, yes, they have the authority. And, yes, they can arrest you for any reason or no reason whatsoever. They can place you wherever they want. Your family could never hear from you again. Obama has made it clear he can execute American citizens and get away with it because he's done it twice, that we know of. Probably done it a lot more. And it was an interesting exchange of ideas. And so I thought, well, let me take a survey as I go through my day. So I had my four classes, my Monday, Wednesday, Friday, four classes, and about 10 to 12% of the people had actually heard about it, and all of them were visibly upset. But I think that parallels what's going in the country. And I'm saying this to all RBN listeners because I know many times when we bring these issues to the forefront, you understand the general trend that's going on here. You understand that there is a depopulation movement that will be the end game. I don't need to convince a lot of our listeners of this fact. The fact is that we are marked for extinction. We need to roll up our sleeves, and we have a planet to save. Because if we get busy now, we can turn this back. And Annie, let me reference something that also happened. A few weeks ago, the Alex Jones people leaked a memo, and I've been able to validate it as many other people have, which was from a KBR official named Bob Seifert, in which he was making a 72-hour call to action claim to their subcontractors upon notification of an emergency. They would have to have staff the camps, the FEMA camps, that is, with barbed wire, with guards, with blockades, guard towers, the whole thing, food, sanitation, water. And I included a segment of the email in a article that I had written, and one of our readers, Richard W. Firth from Virginia, read this, and he took the time to actually write to Bob Seifert. And I thought I would read to you this email very quickly. It says, subject, level with the public about FEMA camps. Dear Mr. Seifert, I am given to understand that KBR, a subsidiary of Halliburton, no longer is, but they were at the time the FEMA camps were constructed, is in the process of activating the FEMA camps according to a leaked memo. I and many others would like to know why these camps are being activated. I look forward to your response. Sincerely, Richard Firth. But congratulations to Richard for having the courage to write. And then Mr. Firth, much to my surprise, because he ignored my request to come on my show and answer our questions on the same topic, Mr. Seifert wasted no time in answering Mr. Firth's concerns, as he provided a hastily prepared same-day response. And what he said was, thank you for asking about the truth concerning our search for subcontractors. First, KBR is not a subsidiary of Halliburton, has been since 2007. KBR intends to respond to an upcoming request for proposal. FEMA is looking for companies that can set up temporary camps to house first responders. Let me ask you guys a question. Since we're first responders, and he also goes on here to mention they'll be servicing people who are affected by hurricanes, earthquakes, tornadoes, and floods, but when do you put first responders behind barricades, behind barbed wire that faces inward, with having guard towers and guards, and then we know about the Army memo for 100,000 intern specialists that ran last April and is currently running again to staff these camps? Why is it these people have to, what do you do with firefighters? And I'll address that more when we come back from the break as I finish up Seifert's ridiculous and illogical response, and we'll tell you what it all means after a word from these sponsors.
I feel a wreck without my Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Welcome back, everybody. And as we went into the break, Annie and I were discussing the email exchange between KBR official Bob Seifert, who's a manager and a manager of what it's not clear from this email, and Mr. Firth happened to catch my article on News with Views and took the initiative to write to Mr. Seifert. Mr. Seifert says, these camps are only for first responders. Of course, we need barbed wire to hold them in. We need armed guards, I guess, to protect them from something. And we need guard towers and blockades, and it's illogical. And he said, here the last line here, I'll read this. He said, FEMA is trying to be proactive in preparing for a timely response if emergency responses are required. We are not activating anything. Well, it sounds like FEMA activation to me. Annie, how do you view this?
Sounds like double speak to me, which, you know, is nothing but a blatant lie.
Yeah, I'm just reading here from the memo here, and I think this is really interesting. It says, Seifert asserts that the camps are temporary. They're only for first responders. But then he goes on to say, this is what temporary is. The continental U.S. will be broken up into five regions indicated on the map they include. By the way, we had five military regions during the reconstruction period. How ironic. It says contractors will establish services within 72 hours. And they said they'll be able to, listen to this. Calls for the installation of fencing and barbed wire used for large-scale detention of prisoners. I guess we're referring to our first responders now as prisoners. You know, Annie, we had the biggest fire in Arizona in history this last summer. And in it, we had many, many brave firefighters that fought on the front lines down there, and they stayed in tents. This is what first responders do when they're not in urban areas. And the FEMA camps are not temporary structures. These FEMA camps are permanent structures. Look on the internet, and also look which way the barbed wire goes. That should give you a pretty good clue. And the Trump card at the bottom of all this, oh, by the way, too, I thought I'd mention this. They give the fencing requirements for the camps. They want 2,300 LF for a 301-person camp 36 hours after notification. They want 3,600 LF for a 1,000-person camp 72 hours after notification. So, you know, I guess they just think we're dumber than a box of rocks. Absolutely amazing. And before some people listening right now says, oh, this doesn't affect me, and before you go back to the football game, let me just remind you of who the government considers to be domestic terrorists according to the Homeland Security-inspired NEAC report. Libertarians and constitutionalists are domestic terrorists. Domestic terrorists don't believe the official explanations for 9/11, Ruby Ridge, Waco, and the Oklahoma City bombing. Domestic terrorists oppose abortion and support gun rights. Domestic terrorists are fearful of big government and espouse support for the Constitution. Imagine that. Crime to support the Constitution. Of course, it might be now because it no longer exists. Domestic terrorists collect firearms and survivalist books. Domestic terrorists are religious zealots. They read the book of Revelation and speak of the second coming of Christ. Domestic terrorists grow their own food. Domestic terrorists proudly display bumper stickers in support of their constitutional rights. And domestic terrorists are returning military war veterans who have placed their lives on the line for what they believe is the best interest of the country. So before we go back to the football game, might want to consider that's about all of us, or most of us, who really matter. And if you really want to know what the end game is here, let's go to a few globalists here and just happen to give you three quotes here. The elderly are useless eaters. I'm sure most of you know that's attributed to Dr. Henry Kissinger, Mr. Bilderberger himself. A total world population of 250 to 300 million people would be ideal. It's a 95% decline from present levels. Ted Turner in Audubon magazine. And perhaps the most disturbing, no one will enter the New World Order unless he or she makes a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation. David Spangler, Director of Planetary Initiative, the United Nations.
That doesn't get everybody's attention, nothing will.
Well, unfortunately, we have the what I like to call the missionaries of RBN, the well-informed, intelligent people that listen to programming like this show. But we need to really turn these people into true missionaries and begin to speak out, speak loud and often. Look, they're taking away our communications with the internet. It's a foregone conclusion. They are coming after our free speech rights. We need to fight that. They are coming after the people who then will refuse to shut up. That's the reason for the NDAA. This is serious business. As I said at the top of the show, it's 1935, and all of us, regardless of your background, are de facto Eastern European Jews who live in Nazi-occupied Eastern Europe. And the year is 1935. Keep that in mind, 1935, and I'm waiting for Kristallnacht. So, Annie, I think that pretty well says it all, as my blood pressure is going through the roof right now.
Well, you have a very good way of putting the dots together. You have a very good way of expressing it. And the stories that you told about the students in your class. The youth really do need to wake up and look and see who the real enemy is here.
As the founding father said, if we don't hang together, we'll surely hang separately. We'll be back with Aaron Ryan as we talk about what's going on with property rights in the Northwest after a word from these sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way. The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Common Sense Show. This is Dave Hodges, your host. Joining us is our news director, Andy DeRiso. And, Andy, I'm sure we haven't had the last word or have said the last word on what's going on. And I think as Americans start disappearing, we probably can't attribute it to the rapture that some people think is mentioned in the Book of Revelations. I would attribute it more to the AAA if many of us start disappearing. Anyway, we're going to shift gears. And for the balance of the show, we're going to be talking to Aaron Ryan. And Aaron is one of the founders of the Reading Tea Party and part of a team that assisted the startup of a dozen other groups in Northern California, while consulting for many other groups in Southern California, Oregon, and as far away as Louisiana. She's a member of the Eagle Forum California Board and a Council of Fellows member with Fred Kelly Grant's Trademark America. Erin also co-hosts We the People Radio on KCNR 1460 AM in Redding, California. I had the pleasure of being her guest a few weeks back, and she works part-time as a district representative for California State Senator Doug LaMalfa, I hope I said that correctly, in a tri-county area in Northern California. And tonight she joins us here on the Common Sense Show to talk about property rights and water rights and much, much more. Hi, Aaron. How are you? And thanks for joining us.
Hey, how are you guys?
Well, great. It's good to have you back on. I know we've had a lot of off-air conversations. And let me just, before we get into our main topic for tonight, I'm sure you've been following the passage of the NDAA.
What I've spent the last 2 days doing is helping other groups set up their website. Sorry, I've been a little out of the loop.
Well, let me just break it to you here, and because I don't think you've got to hear the first half hour. Congress passed a law, and I had mentioned it before on your show. It was only a bill then, and the president signed it on Saturday, and it allows for indefinite detention.
Oh, that one, yes.
Yeah, without due process. Well, that is now the law of the land.
Isn't that awesome? Of course they passed it.
So your farmer from the Northwest that we're going to talk about tonight, if they get too vociferous, they could, let's put it this way, they could disappear, and as I just mentioned, it won't be due to the rapture.
The rapture thing, I thought that would be the part where most of Northern California disappears on the same day.
Oh, there's one California I'd like to make disappear, but they just happen to be a lot of your elected officials. By the way, Barbara Boxer, you're going to find this surprising.
She actually tried to introduce
amendments that would have blocked American citizens from being the victims of this military kidnapping action for indefinite detention without due process. She actually tried to block it. I was shocked. Now, she might have been the controlled opposition. I want to get down to what we're going to talk about tonight, and the main topic is property rights and water rights. And you guys are kind of a bellwether up there in the Northwest, aren't you, for what's going on in the rest of the country?
I am. Definitely the canary in the coal mine, as they say.
Uh-huh. Well, go ahead.
Okay, which part do I start with?
Well, you know what? Let's link in from an old topic here. Because what we have, what you have up there is actually what I've talked about here on the show. You've got people up there who are victims of FEMA floodplain rezoning, don't you?
We have, it's funny. There's a little of that coming through, kind of a little bit over here and a little bit over there. They're not doing the giant sweeping stuff they are in other parts of the country. But up here we are hearing little bits about it. Like the city didn't properly shore up one of its canals, one of its little irrigation canals. And so now suddenly all these people have to be rezoned, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, that's going on at the Ozarks.
That's right smack in the city of Reading. I mean, that's not a lot of what we get is up here anyway. You know, when I say the canary in the coal mine, I speak almost specifically and exclusively about Siskiyou County. And those guys have just, I mean, if there is an agency that is run by state or federal government, they're pressing on them in some way. And it's an extremely low population base. The biggest city has 7,200 people in it.
Yeah, how big is Reading?
Reading is 90,000 people, and we're in Shasta County. And Shasta County has, a lot more people. I don't know exactly. Hold on here. Let's do some speedy math. We have, about 1.8 million. I think we're 37,000 per supervisor district, and we are 5 supervisors in this area. So I believe that puts us right up there. But Siskiyou County is a huge county space-wise. From my house in the center of Shasta County to get to up there, I start in Siskiyou County about 40 minutes from here. And I can drive a good solid 2 hours before I'm out of that county. And that's the narrow way. East-west, it's hours and hours and hours because your roadways are so limited.
And you have a lot of agriculture and farming and industries that live off the land, and therein lies the problem. So let's get right down to it.
We sit in a great, like, Siskiyou County, for instance. They sit in a huge county filled with timber. Tons of timber, a lot of water. I mean, my well at my old house here in Shasta County was 100 feet deep, and we hit water at 17 feet. Give you some idea of the water table where it was here. That's not everywhere. But, I mean, we're not having a shortage of water. We're not like Southern California where, you know, we just spend all day begging for water. So those guys have a lot of rivers. They have water. They have huge mountains. They have Shasta, Mount Shasta. It's 14,000 feet high. So needless to say, it gets a pretty good snowpack. These guys don't do huge agriculture. I mean, not like the kind you'd see in the Midwest. But they're cattle ranchers, a lot of that. They do a lot of hay, alfalfa, those kinds of things. South of us, you're into almonds and walnuts and rice and things. But north of us, it's a lot of, you know, hay and alfalfa and things like that. But these are all the people who've lived there. The biggest thing is they've been there on some of these pieces of property with families that date back into the mid-1800s. So... I mean,
you heard about the, let me ask you about the hay. This has recently made the news. Are you familiar with the new EPA regulation that will fine farmers and ranchers for what they're calling hay pollution, and it's $10,000 per occurrence?
Yeah, they're not so much coming after them, yet for some of those things. What we're seeing is, ours is all about water. I mean, you know, when you say the water wars, people go, oh, yeah, okay, that is north of us. And it's actually bleeding down into Shasta County as well. But the water wars are just, you're talking about, like, the fake, the coho salmon is really a fish. I shouldn't say the fake coho salmon. The coho salmon has become our new spotted owl. We sit right in the territory that was decimated by the spotted owl, so we watch them crush timber. Years ago. now we're watching them crush everything else for this endangered species that really, I mean, you can buy it at Costco, honestly. When you go to Costco, you know, you see the big salmon. These are marked coho salmon. Yeah, sure, they're farm-raised. But according to
science, let's get into how this is affecting
no difference between
the
one or the other.
But I want to look at how this is affecting the farmer and the ranchers. Let's talk a little bit about the water restrictions and what's going on with your local farmers, people working off the land. And we can also draw the analogies to the spotted owl. But take a minute and tell the listening audience what the ranchers are having to put up with now in order to stay on their land.
These folks are dealing with a variety of things. So on the one hand, you have, because of the coho salmon, you have fish and game. You realize if one of these little tiny fingerlings, I mean, seriously, they're the size of a goldfish, if one of them dies, you're looking at anywhere from $16,000 to $25,000 in fines. And this could be a lot of the Klamath Basin up there, a lot of the creek structure goes underground. Got these big, giant, you know, kind of boulders in their creeks. And a lot of it goes subterranean. In different times of the year. Well, every single time, you know, they find a tiny dead fish, the environmentalists accuse the farmers and ranchers. So, of course, you have fish and game out there citing people for a take of an endangered species. So they're constantly trying to reduce the amount of water that these people have as adjudicated water rights. I mean, they're court-decreed water rights. They're always trying to cut back on them so the fish can have more water. One of the farmers and ranchers up there was cited for take of an endangered species, which was really debatable. And because the sheriff refused to arrest him and because the DA refused to prosecute, the Fish and Game got a hold of NOAA and the National Marine Fisheries and had them come over and read them their rights. They didn't arrest them, but they came over basically to scare them. See, we're about 150 miles as the crow flies from the coast. So... you know, Noah showing up at your door in the Scott Valley would be like Noah showing up in Ohio. Like, what are you guys doing here? So.
Well, that's not even. Yeah, it sounds like NOAA is taking on an EPA function.
Oh well, it's kind of an all hands. It's a little bit spooky. It's kind of an all hands on deck sort of deal, because Fish and Game is frustrated that they're not able to, you know, get these guys. You know, they're angry that they can't get them cited and arrested and all these kinds of things. You have North Coast Water Quality Board. North Coast, I should give their name properly. North Coast Water Quality Control Board. Tell me about the word control. It takes all the fun out of it. A new program that they're working on, I attended a meeting last Thursday, and this is, again, for the same area, would affect the same people. They have six pollutants that they really feel need to be regulated. Of course, they haven't figured out what quantity or how they are in effect pollutants. One of the pollutants is sediment. One of them is temperature. The temperature is now a pollutant. Nutrients that they haven't really quite exactly defined. Bacteria and pathogens. Toxics, ostensibly from fertilizer or something like that. And then salt. But temperature. Temperature actually qualifies as a pollutant. They're on them all the time up there. They want to plant willow trees along all of their waterways up there to shade the water so it's cooler for the fish.
You're kidding.
I guess they didn't know that willow trees actually drink all the water and there wouldn't be any water for the fish. But
this is amazing. Let me recap just a little bit. So you've got rancher John Q. Public, and through something that comes up underground on his property, a dead fish gets deposited, and he cited thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars for each violation. How do they catch him? Do they illegally come on his land? I mean, surely they must have to get a warrant.
Exactly. No, they trespass because they're allowed to go anywhere. You also have the environmental groups that will trespass on people's land. I actually had an EPA guy tell me last Thursday that he's allowed to go in any creek, even if it's dry, because it's a navigable waterway. And I'm not a sailor or anything, but I asked him, I said, how do you figure this is a navigable waterway if there's no water in it? And he said, well, that's because those rivers, the trappers used to use those to take their product upstream and downstream. And so any tributaries of rivers that we know the trappers used, those are considered navigable waterways. I was like, wow.
So they can come on property without a warrant. And they can just snoop until they find something to find. That's just like someone from your local city coming in your house and looking for a code violation. And they're not allowed to, well, at least not yet, they're not allowed to do that. But this is a huge Fourth Amendment violation. So my question is, why aren't these ranchers taking these public officials to court?
Well, always when you get to that point, it sounds good, but if you're going to sue a state agency, you better have the money. And therein lies the problem. You see, you also have other things at play. You have, I won't go into the whole ins and outs of it, but basically when you ditch irrigate, water just goes down a ditch and you basically move a rock one way or the other. And, you know, that's how you get your water. I mean, we've been doing this for a long, long time. There's kind of a referee in these areas that deals with that. He's called the water master. So the water master is not a policeman, but he's like a referee. Anyway, because of the state budgeting things and because of some other requirements that other agencies have put on the water master fees have increased significantly. So the state refused to participate and basically pay the part that they've been paying. They say they've been subsidizing it, when in reality they've been driving up the cost and subsidizing it. Now the entire cost has been rolled over to the landowner with the budget crisis. So I have one rancher up there, and she's very, very typical because it's a percentage deal. Her water master fees were $1,800 last year on her property taxes. This year she gets her bill about 2 months after the budget goes through. She gets her bill this year, it's $11,500.
How do they justify the charge? I mean, okay, so you got these water referees, they got their whistle and their black and white shirt, and they come on your property, what are they refereeing? What are they looking for?
I mean, I'm kind of simplifying, but if you have five people irrigating off the same ditch, the guy at the end might have the biggest water right. He might be guy number one. It's not necessarily an order of how the water gets to you. It's an order of decree. So sometimes there is confusion, or if you sell your property or you do some kind of a lot split or something like that, somebody has to be able to decipher the rules, you know, behind this. And nobody really has a beef with the idea of Water Master, but they have begun doing other reports and things like that for Fish and Game. And bottom line is, none of this could be.
Oh, okay, yeah. See something, say something. Hold it right there, Aaron. We're going into the break, and we come out. I want to know more about these water referees, who pays for them, how much they get paid, and what their defined duties are supposed to be. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Aaron Ryan on the other side of these messages.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Now that scream is for you poor ranchers up there in the good Northwest, particularly in Northern California, Shasta County. Aaron, if you would have asked me what a water referee was a month ago, I would have probably said it was a lifeguard, but they have
he's really called a water master.
Yeah, okay,
he's
I understand
really,
what you're saying.
Really,
and they divvy up
master,
water,
but
as we went into the break, you were saying that they were performing other duties. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because through our office, we have requested the breakdown on exactly what it is they do, because Just to kind of give you some easy math, you have, say, 340 different water rights that the water master would take care of in Siskiyou County. Okay, that was a one-and-a-half-person, 6-month-a-year position. So not exactly a big deal. And the water master bill had always been in that county about $160,000 a year, roughly. So you figure, okay, by the time you pay, you know, one and a half guys, and you do all the paperwork, and you do all this other stuff, it penciled out okay. Now you're pushing $700,000 for all of these things, and it's still only, I think, 2 guys. It's just a ton more stuff. Again, being siphoned off and going to the state, and like I said, we don't have the final shakedown of the whole thing. Biggest problem is that the largest issue here is that it hit people's property taxes. People knew that at some point, if the budget got in big trouble, that the water master may all these fees may come on them, but they didn't really know what they were. Nobody had any idea what that would be. It was always sort of like out there, you know, maybe one day. And so all of a sudden this year, at the very last day of the budget, Jerry Brown blue pencils water master subsidy, and boom, huge bills. So they, once they're on people's property taxes, obviously they've got 5 years to deal with them. If they can't pay them, they got 5 years before their property gets taken. So let's
go back and give that example again with the property taxes. The lady got a property tax bill for a certain amount, and then it was $11,000. What was the difference that the water master?
She was $1,800 last year, and this year she's $11,500.
Okay, so you almost have a tenfold increase there, and that's absolutely ridiculous. And it seems to me that this is a thinly veiled move to try to get these ranchers and other people off their lands.
Well, see, you got to remember, this is one. It's really funny. It's usually we talk about the tip of the spear. This is more like a hay fork. This is just one tine on the fork, because really the handle of that giant hay fork that's going to scoop them up and take them off their land, that's the dam removal that they're plotting for the Klamath Basin. They're looking at taking out 4 hydropowered dams. One is just over the line into Oregon in Klamath Falls, Oregon, in the upper northeast side of California. Just over the line, you start there. And you've got COPCO 1, COPCO 2, and then you have Iron Gate. And those are all about the 1918-era dams. And then in 1962, Iron Gate.
We're going to hold it right there, and we'll come back to that, because we went into the break. We come back from hour number 2. We'll talk about the dams, but I also want to get some more information on the Water Masters. Stay tuned, everybody. We come back for hour number 2. Aaron Ryan is going to enlighten us.